Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov concludes his brachos to his children and to his grandchildren, and then he passes away at the age of 147. After he is buried in Eretz Canaan, Yosef's brothers feared that now that their father Yaakov is no longer alive, they feared that Yosef would exact revenge from them for selling him into slavery. And so they reported the following to Yosef in Perek Nun, Psukim Tes Zayin and Yud Zayin, Vayitzavu El Yosef Lemor, Avicha Tziva Lifnei Moso Lemor. Your father commanded before his death to say to Yosef, I beg you, please forgive the crime of your brothers and their sin, etc., etc. That's what the brothers said. Their father said, forgive the brothers. The problem is, we have no record of Yaakov saying that anywhere in the Chumash. One would think that the Torah would have included this major detail in the whole story of Yosef and the brothers. Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says that the reason the Torah does not record the words of Yaakov is because Yaakov never said those words. It was a complete lie. Yaakov never told Yosef to forgive the brothers and never would have said this because he didn't suspect Yosef to be vengeful like this. This Rashi is based on a Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, Daf Samachayim Beis. The Gemara there says, Mutter lo la'adam l'shanos bidvar hashalom. It's permitted for a person to depart from the truth, to tell a lie, in a matter that will bring peace. And what proof does the Gemara bring to prove that it is permitted to lie in a matter that will bring peace? Our psukim. The brothers lied. Period. But it's all right, because that lie brought peace. Had they not said that, who knows what Yosef would have done. So, to avoid that, the brothers lied, bidvar shalom. That's Rashi based on the Gemara. However, other Mefarshim offer different explanations as to what the brothers said. The Netziv Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who died in 1893, says in his Perush to the Torah HaMekdavar that he disagrees with Rashi. The Netziv says that Yaakov did indeed tell Yosef not to harm his brothers, and this command was hinted to in Yaakov's bracha that Yaakov gave to Yosef. When Yaakov gave his bracha to Yosef, he said in Perek Memtes, Psukim Chaf Gimel and Chaf Dalid, the archers, this is the bracha from Yaakov to Yosef, the archers have severely grieved him, Yosef. They shot at him and they persecuted him, but his bow remained strong. The arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty one of Yaakov. In other words, Yaakov said to Yosef, even though people embittered you, even though people attacked you, your arms remained firm. You didn't shoot your arrows. The Netziv says that the brothers understood that Yaakov was praising Yosef, that he didn't shoot his arrows even though he wanted to, even though he could have. So now the brothers were just reminding him, your father commanded you not to shoot those arrows, not to take revenge. That is the Netziv. Rav Yeshaya Halevi Horowitz, who died in 1630, says that Yaakov did indeed tell Yosef to forgive the brothers, but Rav Horowitz says the message came from elsewhere, not from where the Netziv says. Rav Yeshaya Halevi Horowitz wrote the Sefer Shla. Shla is an acronym for the Sefer Shnei Luchos Habris. And it is in the Shla, in the Torah Shebichsav section on our Parsha, where he says the following beautiful and fundamental idea. In the beginning of the Parsha, when Yaakov gave brachos to his children and grandchildren, the Torah says in Perek Memtes Pasuk Aleph that before Yaakov gave them brachos, Yaakov called to his children and he said, Hey Asfu, gather together and I will give you brachos. And then in the next Pasuk, he stresses again that they come together. He kavtsu, gather together vishimu and listen. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. Yaakov insisted that the children gather together, hey Asfu, before he gave them brachos. And then in the next pasuk, he stressed again that they come together, he kavtsu v'shimu. The Shla says that that is where Yaakov told Yosef to forgive his brothers. Yaakov asked for unity, for love among the brothers. And when Yaakov demanded that the brothers gather together as a unit to face the harsh galus that's about to begin with Yaakov's death, That very demand for unity is identical to a demand for forgiveness. That is what the brothers were referring to. Our Father commanded you, Yosef, to forgive us when he commanded all of us to love each other and be unified. There can be no love, there can be no unity without forgiveness. And this message to Yosef is also a message to you and to me, who we too are in the middle of our own galus. As I said, there can be no love, there can be no unity if there is no forgiveness. Our job is to unify, to love one another, and to forgive any wrongdoings. And by doing that, God willing, we too can survive and thrive in this challenging galus. Have an amazing day, everyone.